So you were talking about these petals.
The rose petals. Right. What I did is I waited for a rosebud to just bloom and get far enough out to where it, you know, looks pretty, but it's not in a full bloom.
Uh-huh.
And what you can do at that point is clip the rose and put it in some water, and overnight it'll bloom up a little bit, and the bottom petals mm-hmm. are large enough, depending on the rose.
Right.
I suppose. I mean, people grow them pretty small, but thanks. Depending on the rose, you can use them for rolling papers.
And this is, when you say rose, are you talking about like a bud? Like a
blooming rose.
Like an actual rose.
Like an actual flower.
Like a yeah. flower. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like pink, yellow, whatever.
Right.
And while they're still fresh and after it's bloomed all the way, after you cut it, mm-hmm. you can snip them. And I've kind of had to cut them at an angle
mm-hmm.
just to make them work. I was so frustrated the first time. I was rolling them up just fine, and I went to go do it the second day.
Yeah.
And they were a little bit less fresh, and I couldn't do it as well, and I was trying to cut them up different ways, and I ended up making just a bunch of shorty little joints after that. But yeah, they're in the process of drying right now. I'm kind of just keeping them in a tube, cool and dry, but not too cold. And I burp them every now and again. I'm kind of depending on the dryness of the actual bud to dry out the rose petal.
Okay.
Because it's still a wet rose petal, and it's yeah. rolled up on itself, and it's in a tube. I have dry paper around it that I change out just so that paper can absorb a little bit without keeping it soggy. It's been a hassle so far.
Yeah. It sounds like a long process.
Yeah.
Like, well, it takes some time, too.
I got a little bit of time to kill at the end of the night, so why not just try to use, you know.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of roses growing out back. I just thought it'd be a cool idea, just because the weed description even said floral and tropical on it, so I was like, why not cool. just try. And I, like I said, I rolled that with lavender in it.
So there's lavender petals in here.
Yeah, English lavender. I have a bag of French lavender in my car. I've even tried Spanish lavender, and that's really uncharacteristic.
So what made you decide to start like trying rose petals in this?
I started learning about terpenes.
Oh.
And, you know, this was back when I was like 13, 14.
Yeah.
I wasn't hearing about terpenes yet, but I noticed my mom would burn just like lavender, dried lavender,
yeah.
as like incense and stuff.
Really?
It was okay, and it was really relaxing always. And while I was just grinding weed, I needed a little bit of filler, and I didn't want to roll a spliff.
Right.
So I had some dried lavender on my car's dashboard from my grandma's lavender plant,
mm-hmm.
and I was burning it in my car forever.
Yeah.
And I just kind of put two and two together.
Like, oh, and just put it together and just make a joint out of it.
Yeah.
And you thought about that. That's crazy.
I was really overdoing it for the longest time, too.
Oh,
I put a lot in there, and it'd be really harsh. But I actually tried, I'll just explain. The joint packers in the industry are called knock boxes, right?
Okay.
And they pack, like, anywhere between 50 and 100 joints at a time.
Really?
And I found out with using one of those, and I can do a 1-15 ratio lavender to bud gram wise.
Right.
It just adjusts the terpenes enough to kind of give you that flavor, but not overpower it and make you choke.
Oh, that's cool.
Like something like pink lemonade that's already.
It's just enough to give you a little hint of flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're trying to go for, is just a little hint, because if you overdo it, it could be a little harsh. You might, you know, like it, but I've been doing it since I was 16. I'm not recommending it. I'm just like,
yeah.
you know.
It's just something that whatever. You do.
It's been it's just something I've know. Been doing, and it's like, if you have a sativa that's a little bit overpowering, then, and you don't want to waste the weed or give it away, you can just pick out some lavender, dry it out, and grind it up, and, you know.
Hopefully, we got lavender growing.
Yeah, what kind?
Fucking, like, we got two different kinds. I don't know what kind.
You know, the two I was smoking for the longest time were English and French, but those you were might, the only two I learned about.
You might know forever. What kind might, we have. You know, Kaylee knows. I don't know. They're her plants.
If they smell like tea tree, it's Spanish.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I actually cooked chicken with that Spanish lavender.
Seriously?
Ooh, yeah. Spanish lavender, rosemary, really? Lemon thyme.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. That sounds dope, dude.
I'm getting the munchies.
Crazy.
It's getting spicy. It's down to the Stinging Roger.
You want to burn a bowl?
I'll burn one. Sink a hot one. I'm not talking about poop. Fuck.
So what was it like growing up around here?
It was alright. I had a lot of chores. I mean, 4 acres of mowing is...
Dude.
Awesome, you know. You don't get the farmer tan, you get the half-back lawnmower.
So oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hear afterwards. I mean, it was really cool. I could go walk down the river and everything and, you know, do my own thing, go smoke my lavender joint, whatever. Right. And not smell like weed so much when I came back.
Right. Here you go, my friend.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, technically we're cousins now.
Yeah. High five.
High five.
I would hug you, but I'm in the middle of smoking.
Yeah. Dude, my eyes are burning right now. Fuck.
What's it like for you being here, though? How do you like it so far?
Let me tell you. This first year was crazy. This winter was nuts. I was stuck here for 2 weeks by myself.
Because you couldn't leave the driveway?
For the first week, I couldn't leave because I was snowed in. The second week, couldn't leave. So I lost the keys in the snow. And there was 4 feet of snow everywhere.
Yeah. When was that? Because I remember it didn't snow here for the longest. It didn't snow that bad for here for the longest time.
Yeah, yeah. Here. It was like February, I think.
Okay.
It was like February, January, February.
This year?
Yeah. We got like 4 feet of snow.
For okay, real, dude. Well, I believe
dude, okay,
I
you know
believe
the tractor, it. Right? You know the tractor?
Yeah.
So I'm right up here on the hillside or on the other side of this hill of the driveway, right? And I'm like trying to go in reverse, but I can't because the wheels are spinning on the tractor. And I'm trying to turn, like, go in reverse to turn around. And Kaylee's like, just turn around. And I'm like, okay, I'll turn around. And the only way I could turn around is if I went down to the gazebos and did a big loop, right, to come back around.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to try and turn around by doing that. And I get down there, and I go start to turn, and I'm like, and it gets stuck.
Diffing.
It got stuck. And I was like, it's fucking stuck. And then I start walking back, and I'm walking back right here, and she's like, where's the tractor? I was like, well, I took your advice. I tried turning around. It's stuck.
Is there any counterweights on it?
Yeah, we had the big cement block. There's a huge cement block, but still.
You tried jumping on it?
The next morning. Next morning, me and her dug it out and got it unstuck. It took like an hour, though.
You are definitely going to need a few hundred pounds of salt and sand.
Yeah.
Here. Oh yeah.
You would know too.
Oh yeah. That's what I carried in the back of my car forever living here because really? It adds weight to the back.
About
of
how car. Many hundred pounds? Do we
do? I get them in 50-pound sacks, and I put depending on the size of your vehicle. Like I had a 1970 Falcon. If you have trucks, you can probably put more than like 500 pounds in the back.
Like 500 each truck.
Each truck, yeah.
Yeah, that's 1,000 pounds right there, you know. So wait, so like 500 pounds of sand, 500 pounds of salt in the other?
Or you can mix it up and do both, because they can both be applicable to being stuck, even salt and sand.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So like 250 of each in each.
Yeah, yeah, that, you know, that's more than enough to get you out of anything, and it'll put traction.
And it, yeah, it adds weight in the back, and you got...
Mm-hmm.
Salt and sand. Fucking. That's gonna help.
And it does. It definitely helps.
And you really gotta keep on the fucking plowing of this driveway.
The hill.
Oh my god.
This hill and the dip right after the hill.
Dude.
Those are death traps. I know. Just like, you should probably look into like leveling that a little bit.
You're probably right.
It's. I don't know. The land's constantly adjusting
too. I can get like more fucking like. Dirt and level it and then put gravel on the top.
You got to remember that there are water tables and stuff under this property.
Water tables?
Like if you go down on the beach over there, you see a bunch of creeks and stuff running off the bank, right? Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of running water under your property. So your land is going to constantly change. Oh, shit. Erosion happens, you know, it may not be severe.
So at any time this whole property could just go?
I don't think so. I mean, it's lasted since the 70s, and there's a bunch of trees on the side with root they're stuck in. But
since longer than that.
Oh, yeah. But it's just going to minorly adjust. I don't know if it's going to shift or anything. Mm. You are on a sandbar.
Yeah.
It's something to take into consideration, too.
Anything can happen, really.
Mm-hmm. You do have the benefit of having like a half below ground basement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is nice.
Kind of add some foundation down there.
Yeah. Have you been on the inside?
Since you guys moved in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was here, but you weren't. Kaylee was here. And I just kind of dropped in. I was going to deliver a sofa down to the gazebo, but everybody was wanting to get furniture out of there. So I was just like, whatever.
You
look at the house
a solution.
In the meantime. Yeah.
Yeah, but the solution ended up not being a solution.
It's a trip looking around here, though.
It's
everything's
different,
definitely
huh?
changed. Like, yeah. Everything has definitely changed. I feel like
what do you
ghost.
Think of it?
What do
you
I think
like,
of it? I think
like
it's changed. I feel like, yeah, just because, like, everything's changing.
Yeah,
and
you're not around as much.
Yeah, I'm not around, and I'm just kind of haunting around, like, looking at it, because I'm just kind of like, ooh, like, dumbstruck, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a little stoned, but...
It's all good, dude. Yeah, you should come by more often, man.
Yeah.
Kaylee would really appreciate it. She misses you. She talks about you a lot. She does.
That's... I'll hold that one, dear. You're
seriously.
Making me blush over here.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves you.
Yeah, I like this property and everything.
You're more than welcome, yeah. Dude.
If anything, I might just show up at the gazebo because I floated down, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We plan on floating tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I gotta work tomorrow.
Oh, love
What
it,
time
man.
Are you floating, though?
I don't know. Kaylee just told me. So, I don't know.
It's like the spontaneous ones are always fun. Do you
yeah.
know how long you're going yet? All the way to Fortson?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's just planning from the bridge to the property.
That's a good one.
You're like,
eh, it's alright. There's
how
like,
long is that one?
How long is that
I've
one?
Never done
it depends on how the river has changed. There
yeah.
are, were, to my memory,
mm-hmm.
A lot of shallow spots that you had to kind of like.
This river changes a lot.
This river really changes a lot. And like I said, there's a lot of sand around.
That.
There's a lot of erosion. There's a lot of rain. There's a big mountain that all the water is coming off
right.
when it melts off, and you know, it's really susceptible to change.
Yeah, it is.
I've seen the riverbank change a whole lot Oh, man. You keep getting more and more and more.
Just this 1 year since I've been here, I've noticed the change. I'm like, holy shit. It's drastic. It's, like, constantly evolving.
It's kind of cool to see, though.
It is kind of cool. I agree.
It's, there were definitely not as many trees when I first moved here on the riverbank.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bald.
Oh, now really there's more bald trees?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot more growth. Little alder sprouts, bushes, shrubs.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was here when the concrete was being poured for the gazebo.
Wow.
It was like 3.
Wow, that's crazy. Dude, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is like your home, man.
Yeah, that's why I feel like a ghost, you know?
Dude, you're more than welcome to come
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anytime. Cool.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I'll definitely take advantage of that. Like, I don't have a phone right now, so... Like I said,
and there's a hammock right here. You could fucking just kick it in.
Right on.
And it's right the on hammock you dropped off. We set it up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, set it dude. Up here. Oh, you're welcome, yeah. I saw people swinging on it earlier, and I was like, you know, I wonder if that's the same... And it is, the yeah same hammock. It was just... Stony brain. All hammocks are the same hammock.
Oh, fuck. Should we get
yeah,
whatever
I'm
it
down
is? Alright, let's get it out of here. Oh, cool.
Wow. Ooh, it's sweaty in here.
Is it sweaty in here?
Yeah.
Does it smell like sweaty balls?
It does. It smells like... Oh, I like the bars. Definitely
oh,
yeah
sketchy.
Yeah.
Tim's like, ready for my close-up. Why are your sunglasses still on?
Is that cool?
I'm still
stoned.
Ooh, Mom
girl
says no.
What?
He's like, I'm totally fine to fucking drive. She's coming in.
Suck on it.
Puff
on
short
it. I can't do a lighter with them at all.
Mm-mm. Really?
That's a funky taste.
Yeah. You want here? We'll smoke some of this shit. That's.
So I've done. I think. Yeah, I've done joints, edibles, blunts, pens.
Yeah.
You missed out on the lavender joint. Ooh, girl. Actually, I have lavender for you.
This is the last of my weed.
Oh, no, the only thing I haven't done is blunts. I was triple cross on my bachelorette party. That was really fun.
Oh, yeah? What was the other one?
Well, I was drunk. I had an edible, and then I was on Adderall.
Oh.
I was like... I don't know. I just got really tired. I'm like, ew. I can't light it.
Here, I'll light it for you. Ready?
Spicy.
Spicy.
That one's got, like, spice to it. Do you get this from PRC or what is it called?
PRC. It's the nearest place. It's like 45 minutes.
Okay, you coughing makes me cough.
Really?
Yeah.
There's Cascade Crops too.
Yeah, there's that too, yeah.
I haven't been to Cascade Crops.
Really?
I sell a little bit to both of them.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Pioneer.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Super legal weed dealer.
I didn't know you smoked weed.
I just don't do it that much because I'm very light.
Yeah.
Light. You're doing great, Taylor. I have to pee so bad.
You need to go outside.
Yeah, I can't break the seal. Oh, Lord.
Goodness gracious. When's the last time you guys hung out?
Last time what?
You guys hung out.
Like, over a year ago? Fucking Wafflehead? Like Red Robins or something. Yeah, fucking Wafflehead. On my wedding day, I was looking off in the distance. I'm like, one day my favorite cousin will appear. And you're
I'm
like...
I'm sorry.
No, if it makes you feel better, none of the Glasgow side showed up.
Really?
I was devastated. I was like,
where was it even? I'm so out of the loop all the time.
It was at Jody's house. In Monroe.
Oh. When? See, I'm still out of fucking
loop. Last July. July 7th.
You didn't know that?
I mean, I was informed, but I wasn't kept up to date on it.
Bitch. I'm scarred for life. No, not really. It's okay, I didn't miss out. A lot of the Glasgow's didn't show up. Like, Ernie and Carol. Ernie pushed it back so we could go on a fishing trip with some people. So he missed my wedding. I was like...
For fishing? Poor Kelsey.
I think I'm good.
No. You're not going to leave until you finish this.
You miss it over here?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. When are you going to move back?
I don't know, probably never.
What?
Teddy's doing military for 16 more years. Which would be fine if I didn't see Taylor every 2 years. Little shat. Just like, don't fart on me,
I'm
ass.
I'm not going to. I'm just getting some quality time.
Okay.
On your lap. I miss you so much. I miss you. You mean...
Oh yeah, you're not that heavy.
I'm
don't
just...
put all your weight on me though. That ass would back up and said keep that fat on me.
I could have. You can force feed you joints. Damn, done. I'm uncomfortable. What? Oof, that wasn't me.
You <dropped that.
laughs>
You're like,
ooh, excuse me.
You're like, ooh, what would that?
Yeah, the winters over there are nuts.
What is what?
The winters.
Yeah, it's like negative 66.
Fuck that. That sounds painful.
It actually isn't bad. It feels like out here.
No.
Like when it's like 10 degrees here is what it feels like.
Nuh-uh. No, it just feels the same.
It just feels chilly.
Just chilly.
Yeah, nothing
That's
crazy.
It. Are you shitting me? When it was negative 10 in Missouri, it hurt.
Well, fuck Missouri.
Yeah, misery.
Misery. Fucking misery.
Misery, misery.
So do you have a stamp card at PRC? Because you're there so often.
I have a stamp card?
Yeah.
No.
Do they know you?
No, I don't know.
They probably do. They're probably like, fuck this
they
guy.
They used to have, like, rewards, and now they just have, like, an account. I don't know
yeah.
what the account does, but I get 10% off.
I know one of the girls that works at, the one you go to.
Really?
I walked in with my friend, because she's buying some edibles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bought her edibles, because I'm a good friend. And I walked in, I fucking saw this girl, I'm like, fuck. Because I went to high school with her, and I'm like, why?
Because
I tried to go to one that wasn't around Stanwood.
Fuck it.
Well, it's not legal in... It's not legal in North Dakota.
So
I don't
what?
Get I don't get drug tested, so.
Yeah. Well, who's gonna drug test you?
AFES.
Who?
AFES. That's the contract that the BX is on. They could randomly drug test me. But there is no contract I signed saying they could do that.
So. Boom.
So, even if you did test positive, it would be a violation.
He's
you're
like, he's like, you're welcome. I mean, I'm definitely not going to be high flying back to North Dakota. I think I'm going to get CBD oil when I go back there, though. I had some this morning in my coffee, and I was like, I was so tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something you do before a flight or something.
Okay, I need to get take that. An eye up. Because I had that and I was already tired and I drank only half my coffee with one pump of CBD and I was like.
I had three in my cup one day.
Are you sleepy?
No, I was great.
The coffee stand next to PRC has.
I felt really relaxed.
Mm-hmm. You look so freaking stoned.
I am ripped right now. The desired effect is achieved.
You better not drive for a bit.
I'm gonna go take a walk.
A very long walk?
Yeah, a short one. I'm seasoned like a cast iron pan. I've been smoking for a while.
Your eyes say otherwise.
Ooh, my eyes are seasoned.
Your eyes are like this.
My eyes are seasoned.
They're like fully shut, away. And he's like, where? What's up, dude? Are you okay? You're bright red.
It's good. Spicy.
You can taste it.
I feel it.
Mr. Krabs.
I feel it, Mr. Krabs. I don't. I feel sleepy.
This is an indica.
It's a what?
Indica.
What does that mean?
It means it's a body high rather than a.
I don't feel shit.
So yeah, you being sleepy would be a side effect.
Literally every time I've ever smoked, I just get sleepy. That's it. What?
I just remember those days.
It's because I also don't smoke that much.
It's like half my job to smoke. There's like quote unquote QA. Quality assurance, and like it is, you're supposed to test and rate the bud and kind of give like a flavor profile of everything and an effect chart.
Ooh.
So like you literally have homework, but it's like a dime bag homework.
When's it supposed to hit you? Never?
Was what? That?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm good. I mean, I took bong rip and like pass that around a few times.
I haven't really smoked a lot of this strain, so I don't know. I smoked a lot of sativas, so I just decided to mix it up.
Yeah, it's good to mix it up every once in a while.
Yeah.
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 I got poop.
Yeah. You got poop?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, fuck it up.
Go blow it up.
Blow it up. Batman bathroom who?
I'm gonna put this out.
Yeah, for
ooh,
sure.
Bitch. So proud of you. I'm like, are you leaving, Taylor? And you're just like, oh, safety meeting.
Yeah, I got joints.
I got you like.
I got joints.
Is somebody so weird? Who do you hang out with now?
I don't know. I'm just gonna keep walking until I say hey to somebody.
No, like, not here. Who do you normally hang out with? Where are you living?
On Jim Creek Road, down here. I'm living with my girlfriend.
Ooh, girlfriend!
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to find somewhere else to rent, but everywhere is pretty expensive in Washington.
To say, I'm trying to find a different girlfriend. I was like, fuck Taylor. Fucking ruthless.
What?
Like, fuck her. Like, Taylor.
Fucking around over here.
God, stupid ass.
Stupid.
Okay, you can always do Casino Drive in Everett.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
You lived, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a sticker or a shirt that says,
I
survived Casino Drive. I rode the Casino Drive.
Yeah, I literally lived on
that
Casino
Drive. That's freaky.
Yeah.
Ooh, girlfriend. Ooh. Mm.
Catch it.
Did you date my friend Jasmine?
Yeah,
that's right. That was a really long time ago. She crazy.
She
cute because she was like a little petite, but now she like.
She drove the same car I did.
So you're like.
Oh yeah, I was all over it.
A bonus.
I was like, yeah, bonus. I just get to work on that one too.
You're like, hey.
Hey.
Because we worked pizza together. I think you dated her after I left pizza though.
No, I saw you there a couple times.
I don't know. Yeah. You've hung out with a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
A lot, my friends.
I'm turning red again.
A lot. Of them. Like three or more of my friends. I think three.
Yeah,
three.
Don't know. I can't remember.
Freaking sleep.
Friend.
I believe in you.
We're all friends.
But I'm fucking backing you up too, so that doesn't work. I'm in the back, I'm like, fucking get it in the bushes. And Taylor's like, leave.
You gotta have a rhythm section, yeah.
You're like, I'm feeling kind of bored. What's my? I'm gonna call my cousin so she could throw some salutes at me.
Sprinkle some.
You're like code whore. I repeat, call. I'm like, say no more, Taylor.
That's fucking funny.
So what do you do for the podcast? What are you doing? Oh, it's hit my eyes.
It's what we're doing exactly right now.
Oh my, is it recording?
This whole entire time.
Fuck yeah. No more. <whore. laughs> <That's> so stupid. You laughed. I didn't say names. Oh shit, I said one.
I really don't care.
Okay, so now we're gonna like, no, I'm just kidding.
Queso? Okay, so. I just heard queso.
Okay, no. So. I said, okay, so.
You said, okay, so.
Yeah. And you're like, geez,
where's the queso?
My eyeballs hurt. It's sort of like squint laughing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I had the sunglasses on.
Yeah.
Because your eyes are
squint laughing. Because you're super just swinging.
He walks in.
Oh, like, yeah, dude. I know. I broke
my leg. Like, she was like, what the fuck, Taylor?
I broke my leg on that fucking swing. That's mine.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
That's your bitch.
That was my fucking swing.
Oh, yeah.
How'd
oh,
you break your leg?
That was funny. I'm sorry.
Back in the day when I was like 230 pounds and like really short. This was in middle school.
A beautiful specimen.
A beautiful specimen. Very round. I went and jumped off that stump, and you know how that fucking... that thing's shaped, right?
Right.
I hit it sideways, and I got rope burned because I couldn't hang on.
Oh, shit.
And I let go at the end of it, and I dropped straight down, and my left leg bent straight back, and it just went straight. It didn't go sideways or anything, but I felt my toes touch my shoulder, and it was just going straight back like that. I broke my tibia and my fibula in two places and shattered my growth plate.
That's fine.
And my summer was gone, dude.
Isn't that why you have, like, a stumpy leg?
It's not stumpy.
That sucks. That must have hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. It felt like... oh, shit, dude. It just felt like fish hooks that I had attached to my, like, fingers, and that was just, like, pulling up on them. Because, like, there's... it was shattered, dude. It was bad.
And then you went fucking floating the river in your fucking cast.
Fucking PTSD over here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got fucking moldy because of that. The doctor was pissed.
You floated the river with the fucking leg cast on.
Oh my god, dude.
I think it was like a bread bag or... no, it was like a garbage bag. Because it was like a whole leg cast.
Oh god. That's my earliest memory of you. Because you're like, get the fuck out of the way. And then you hit me with your leg cast. And I'm like... I talked to Derek. I'm like, who the hell is that? And he's like, that's our cousin.
Yeah.
I have no idea who you are.
I don't think I had seen you since, like, the gazebo was being built. And even then, we were, like, two or three.
You were babies?
Yeah, just running around.
I don't know what the fuck
so,
that's
yeah,
saying.
I didn't know you.
Yeah, you just fucking mauled me with your fucking leg cast. You're like, move, bitch.
Pissed off, I couldn't do it.
Because you were trying to... yeah. I remember you were trying to move your tube, and it wouldn't move. Because you were trying to... do the body movement towards it, and you whacked me. It was great, and then left you for dead in the field. That was also nice.
Well, I guess I deserved it, right?
Yeah. Pissed. That was our revenge.
Yeah.
Trick him on his way down. You know.
Kick him while he's down.
Yeah, poor Taylor.
I think that was just some deer we sketched out, though.
Dude, I got scared once, too. All right, so I snuck into Meltdown. Last summer, because Gavin was like, if you see someone in town wearing a wristband, just grab some, like, art, like, some stuff from, you know, Hobby Lobby, some arts and craft, make one. That's what I did. I grabbed some paper, some blue construction paper, some green stickers that were letters. I just put Meltdown 2018. Kind of looks like it.
And you're like,
and I
just flash it and look at it.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, but on my way there, I scared myself though, because I was like, I thought there was a cougar after me, because I thought it was running alongside me. And it sounded like something was running, because I'm on a bike, and it's like 9 o'clock, and it's fucking dark. In that trail, White Horse Trail, I mean, that's woods.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking, the deeper you go in, it just becomes woods. And I was like, the only thing I could think of is, I gotta scare this fucking cougar. So I turned and I yelled as loud as I could. And as I did that, I turned and I was going off the trail and I ate shit. Hard. And then the fucking light was just like, you know, I was like, scared the fuck out of me.
Was there nothing there? There was nothing there. It looked fucking psychotic if someone was walking by, just screaming and just fucking eating shit, and they're like, just pointing at you going down. They're like,
and the light was still on too, and it's just like, crash.
And then they're like, Mom, what's that man doing? Don't look at him, honey. What's wrong, Taylor?
I am stoned.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Do you need a walk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need some water, actually.
Day one of Taylor being high. A biography.
Chapter one.
I have cotton mouth.
We have cookies.
No, thank you.
You don't want
cookies?
Are they
water cookies?
They're mountains. With icing. So yes.
If the door's unlocked, they get you some water.
Yeah.
I have canteens. It's good.
You have canteens.
Or I can just or fucking water bottles, whatever.
It's like whatever they are. I don't care. What time is it?
Are you like a nomad?
What?
Are you homeless?
No.
Oh. Is that what a nomad is? A homeless
pretty much, well, yeah, you're homeless and you're just moving around place to place. Or transient.
Oh, sort of, yeah, pretty much. I'm in between right now. I'm still just trying to find somewhere to rent, but for right now, I'm, like, renting a temporary space.
So he's not homeless.
I'm technically not homeless, but I don't have my own house.
Does that mean I'm homeless? Because I'm renting somewhere. Because I don't own the home. Deep thoughts.
Everyone's homeless.
Well, where have you looked? Well, where do you... What town are you working in?
Arlington?
Mm-hmm. Arlington's kind of expensive.
Yeah. I've looked around. Like, of course, Camino Island's going to be expensive, so I didn't look out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked all the way up to, like, Anacortes and Bellingham.
I rented a... Burlington? And it was not bad.
Yeah, I lived in Burlington, too.
But I had a roommate, so it was a lot cheaper. I was paying, like, $800 a month, but I had a roommate.
What was it like living there?
It was nice. So I lived across from the Cascade Mall.
Yeah.
And you have to have a key, like a hotel. Like, you have to have a key to get into the staircase.
Oh.
And then a separate key to get into your apartment. And I was at the top floor, and I had two ceilings. Two bedrooms, two full baths. Utilities included. It was like $1,600 a month, which is pricey, but it had everything included.
Mm-hmm. And you have another roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was always a lot of parking. Like, I never worried about parking.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So I think after, like, well, I had to pay for, like, cable and electricity, but everything else was.
Right.
It was like almost $900. But she, like, just bounced after a while, and I was, like, living by myself. She still paid. I was just a glorified storage unit. It was nice.
So, you, basically, you had your own space. That's kind of nice, though.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice, because it was, like, right in town, and it was, like, 2 minutes to I-5.
Yeah. And you didn't work far from mm-hmm. the...
No.
The commute was nice.
I worked coffee, so I was, like, 7 minutes away.
So, I eat.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was a nice place. It wasn't ratty.
Yeah, it was. I remember I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
You've been there?
Yeah.
It's
Kaylee and I slept on your living room floor once.
Oh, yeah. What was that for again? Was that when
New Year?
Was that when we... Oh, that was...
It was Garrett's...
Yeah, their wedding.
Wedding.
Yeah, you guys slept in... Because I only lived in there for a few months. And you guys slept, like, on the floor and on the couch. And I was like, are you guys okay?
Yeah.
It's cute in there, though.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was clean.
Yeah. I remember the cat. What's his name?
Kenji.
Kenji.
What dick?
Kenji is a dick.
Hello, Kenji. You've met Kenji?
Yeah, I've met Kenji.
Have you been to my house?
Am I thinking of a different cat?
It is a Siamese.
Yeah, you've had a few, haven't you?
I've had Kenji longest. He's a Siamese. When did you come to my house on Camino?
What? Oh, a few times.
A few?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't remember when. I think one was...
I think you came to my
grad party.
Something. You've been there like twice, I think.
Yeah.
Like twice.
Uh-huh.
Because like no one ever, not even my friends came to my house because I live so far out.
I remember being there.
You're probably like this fucking drive.
This
never
fucking drive though.
Yeah, no one would visit, so that's why I was like, wait. And I was like, you haven't been to my apartment. The only people who've been to my apartment is like you, Kaylee, Derek, and a few of my friends.
Yeah.
I haven't lived there for like a year. But I think it's called Cascade Meadows. They accept pets.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one bedroom, because I was in a two bedroom.
Okay.
Would your girlfriend come with you? Would you be like...
Maybe.
I don't
know.
Who you ask?
Who you ask?
It depends.
Yeah,
probably.
Probably
from where? They have a cute one bedroom ones.
I haven't looked in a while. It's been... I think the last time I looked was in, like, March.
Here's the trick, because this is what I did, because it took me 3 months to find an apartment, because my dad was kicking me out, because he's like, you guys are old. So I was on, like, Zillow or, like, Redfin or whatever the fuck, like, looking up rental apartments, and Cascade Meadows had one. It was, like, a lease takeover that was on, like, Craigslist or something, and I was like, oh, and I toured it, and I was like, yeah, I don't really know. But then I called the office, and I was like, hey, do you have any more? And they're like, no, but in 2 months, we have this one opening. So I just put down for that one, and I just moved in when the next person moved out.
Fucking it, right on.
Yeah. So if you can't find it, just call the complex you want. I was like, the thing, the office. Because they'll put you on a wait list, too, if you really want it. Or they usually have one, like, a few weeks after that popping up that they just haven't listed.
Yeah.
That's how I got mine.
Yeah.
But it was expensive. It was, like, $3,000 to move in.
Dang.
And down payments.
Dude, you got the sleepy eyes, too, though.
Do I?
No. You
got those big eyes.
Yeah, I think the makeup kind of helps that, too.
I got a metric ton of makeup on for those listening. No, oh my gosh, you missed it. So I was doing bridal hair for 4 hours this morning because I did a bunch of bridesmaids and I did Katie's hair for her wedding. So I was doing their hair. And I have, of course, like my hair wasn't done. And I didn't have any makeup on because I looked like fucking Derek.
Yeah.
And I was like doing it and then I was in like pajamas. They all left to go get pictures. I got ready. I went out. And one of the bridesmaids, who I had seen for 4 hours, walked by and I'm like, oh, hey, like, blah, blah, blah. I said something to her. And I guess she had no idea who I was. Because she's like, you look really different. And I'm like, thank you.
Thank you.
I spent a lot of money on this product, so I hope I look different. But she literally thought I was a completely different person.
Who is that?
Yeah, she, huh?
Who is that?
Girl with the bangs.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Black bangs.
Oh, okay.
So big. She's very nice, but she, like, thought I was some stranger danger. Like, hey, what's up? Oh. So when you do your little potty cast, you just go edit it? Or do you just, like, full run time?
She's fucking...
She's like, cut out the poop.
Cut out the first half where I'm like, we're not fucking going yet.
I don't cut shit.
Day 12 on Steven's podcast.
Fuck.
Stony Stony's podcast. Do we need to go on a walk?
Do you need to go on a walk?
Yeah, let's
do you need to go poo?
No, I gotta pee. I'm like dancing around. I can't break the seal.
Alright, well, fucking.
I need water.
Alright, let's fucking go join the party.
Goodbye, everybody. Oh.